January 8th, Friday. Why does the restoration and the disappearance of the gospel repeat? That is Satan's strategy. He proclaims you can become like God. All you have to do is succeed. You can receive power. Those are his words of deception. He destroys the spiritual aspects and blurs the gospel. The reason why the gospel is disappearing and the cause of global disasters. Genesis 11, verse 8. So the Lord dispersed them from there over the face of all the earth, and they left off building the city. There are many scholars, scientists, politicians, and business people, but they don't know the real reason why disasters, suffering, and diseases continue to exist. In addition, addictions and homicides are on the rise. Only the Bible reveals the cause and solution to these problems. What are they? Number one, the cause of global disasters. Because the church does not proclaim the accurate gospel, global disasters continue to arise. Satan has plowed into physical motives and experiences, and ultimately has led people into spiritual destruction. Satan works even now to sabotage the spiritual aspects of people's lives by making them live centered on themselves, success, and culture. In the end, he fills the world with spiritual problems. Not only that, Satan appears as an angel of light, deceives people as if he's giving them power, and makes the gospel seem unnecessary. Number two, the covenant to save the world. Starting today, you must hold on to God's absolute plan and ask questions. God's absolute covenant is to accomplish world evangelization. If you hold on to the absolute plan and ask questions, God's word will come upon you. Then your journey, as well as the journey of others, will become the absolute journey that realizes God's kingdom, which is his absolute goal. If you grab hold of God's absolute plan and correctly hold on to and enjoy the gospel, you'll never be deceived by Satan's strategies. By holding on to the absolute covenant and enjoying prayer, you'll be led to the path that fulfills the covenant. As you go on that journey, everything will become a platform, and you'll enjoy the amazing blessings of God's kingdom being established. Dear God, as I look at this age that is suffering without the gospel, help me to hold on to your absolute plan. May the journey of my life fulfill your kingdom. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.